Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and this week I am so excited to welcome Lindsay Ellingson.
So I have so much respect for moms in general. It's the hardest job ever, but it has made me grow as a woman and as an entrepreneur, and I just feel like I'm much better and much faster and more efficient with my time.
Lindsay is a model, a mother, and the co-founder and creative director of Wander Beauty. She's had an insane modeling career, working with fashion labels like Valentino, Chanel, Givenchy, Balenciaga, and Gucci. She's been featured in Vogue, as well as Allure and GQ magazine, and made her first appearance on the Victoria's Secret fashion show Runway in 2007. Lindsay's worked with the industry's most talented makeup artists from all over the world, which led her to starting Wander Beauty in 2015 with co-founder Divya Gugnani to create clean beauty essentials that you're going to reach for every day, wherever you wander. Guys, I just loved hosting Lindsay on the pod. She's so real and authentic, leaving us with tips and advice on juggling motherhood and entrepreneurship, as well as dishing on all her best beauty tips and touching on the power of positive thinking and manifestation. So let's get into my chat with Lindsay. Lindsay, hi. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. Great to be here.
So excited to have you on today. I guess it was 2 years ago in New York, I met your co-founder, your business partner, Divya, in person. And it's just nice to have you on today to kind of round out the conversation around Wander and hear more about your background.
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited to chat with you.
Amazing. So I guess just to kick it off, do you mind giving our audience a brief background on who you are?
Yeah. So if you don't know me, I'm Lindsay Ellingson. So previously in my past, I was a model. So I've been a model for 15 years. And then about 6 years ago, Divya and I, we co-founded Wander Beauty. And I'm also the creative director. And I'm recently a mom. And I'm also recently pregnant again. So I'm a mom and also a wife. And I live here in Brooklyn.
Congratulations on baby number two, by the way.
Thank you so much.
When is this happening? Is this like coming fast and furious?
Fast. Yeah. So I just have a few months left. My due date is December 30th.
Okay. And I have to ask the quintessential pregnancy question, but how are you feeling? How are you doing?
I am feeling actually really good. I feel like I've got this pregnancy thing down at this point. And I'm so used to being pregnant. I do feel like I'm showing a lot more this time. I got bigger faster. My belly did. And so that's getting a little bit uncomfortable. And I'm like, oh my God, I have 3 months left. What's this going to be like? But other than that, I'm feeling really good, really energized. And, you know, Carter keeps me super busy. So I think like chasing after a toddler in some ways is a really good distraction.
Well, you are giving the rest of us hope, honestly, by letting us know that you have got this down. So on this podcast, I love to hone in on our guest, quote, big moves. So whether it's moving to a new country or city or launching the brand or the business, just those like big transitions in life that really help to shape us. In terms of, I guess, your modeling career for you, was there like one big moment where you felt like things really took off?
Yeah, it's interesting because I really think it was the day I started modeling is when everything was just like, whoa, I'm where I'm meant to be. And I had such a strong feeling. And I don't know if you've ever had that feeling in your life, but it's something that is, I'm so grateful for. And I'm like waiting for that feeling again, you know, like when you're ready to make a move and it just feels so right. So I was in college. I was at UC San Diego studying biology. And long story short, I got scouted and I moved to Paris. And, you know, it was one of those big moves, big decisions. And so I deferred my enrollment. I quit my dance team. It was like a huge move. And I moved to Paris by myself. I didn't speak French, nothing. I had an agency, which was incredible. And the day I landed in Paris, I met John Galliano, the designer from Christian Dior. And I walked into the casting with flip-flops and jean shorts on, and he cast me right away for his show. I opened his show. That season, I also opened Chanel and Lanvin. And so I had a really amazing start to my career, and I just felt like that big move is what set me up for the rest of my career and everything that happened since.
That is so incredible. John Galliano, can you kind of like take us back? Were you like scared? Were you nervous? Were you excited? Were you kind of like all the things?
I think I was very, very ignorant to the whole thing. I had no clue what I was doing, hence the flip-flops walking into a casting. And I think that kind of worked in my favor because I wasn't as nervous as I probably would have been now, knowing what that is like to have that big opportunity. So I was just completely myself and just kind of thrown into this world of modeling. And there was so much opportunity, and I had a very, very fortuitous start.
Wow, that's incredible. So Lindsay, can you kind of talk about what the transition from modeling to entrepreneurship was like for you? Do you feel like your modeling career sort of paved the way for what you're doing now at Wander?
Yes, I think in so many ways, my modeling career was the best education in beauty and in this amazing creative world that I really didn't know I was getting at the time, but I was like a sponge over those. It was about 10 years before we founded Wander that I was just absorbing so much information. And it was incredible sitting in the makeup chair for thousands of hours. And I was always so, so interested in what the makeup artists were using and all their backstage beauty tips and tricks. I struggled with melasma for years, like years before pregnancy. And I also had overplucked my brows years ago. So I was always looking for like the best tips and tricks on how to like kind of fix those little things that always made me feel really insecure. So I think just that interest in beauty, I naturally just learned so much about the formulas and application and really, really loved it. And then beyond that, on the creative side, just being around the most creative photographers and stylists and makeup artists and hairstylists, everybody you're around is like supremely creative. It's amazing. So one thing that I was so interested in is lighting. And so I would always like keep an eye on how people were lighting sets and how lighting affected me. And so I really understood how important lighting was. And so when I decided to pick up a camera one day because we needed to shoot our first product, I automatically had an eye for it. Although I couldn't work the camera, I had an eye for it and I understood how to set up the light. And then I just had to have somebody teach me how to work the camera and I was kind of good to go.
Yeah, no, that makes so much sense and agree. Lighting is literally everything.
Lighting is key.
You have light, you are set. Uh-huh. That makes so much sense. And you kind of had that like inside scoop from your sort of modeling background. So I know it's been a couple of years since Divya came on the pod. I guess it was like 2019. So for our listeners, do you mind giving us just like a brief refresher on like what Wander Beauty is and sort of like the brand ethos?
Sure, of course. So when Divya and I launched the brand, we really, developed our products for the busy woman who's always on the go. She's got a million things to do in her day, and she doesn't have time for a really time-consuming 10-step beauty routine. So really what we create are effortless essentials that you're going to use every day. They're essentials in your beauty bag, and they're made to move with you wherever you wander.
I love that. That's like such a succinct, wonderful answer. And absolutely, I've been using your products for years now, and they're so great for just like on the go travel. Your eye patches are gold. They are literally gold.
Yes, they're amazing. Everything we create is a multitasker and a time saver. So it's as a mom, like I really even more I appreciate our products now.
Yeah, 100%. So I guess what have the last couple years sort of looked like for the business? I guess like what kind of impact has the pandemic kind of had? And have you seen sort of any like different trends with your customers specifically?
Definitely. So last year in particular, we saw skincare grow, which was actually one of our goals. So that was amazing. People were wearing less makeup. I personally, like, I don't think I've seen a red lipstick in over a year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, so I think it's just that was a natural trend across the board is that color cosmetics was down. People just weren't shopping for makeup as much, but they were much more interested in treating their skincare. And because we were home so much more, people had more time to do that as well. So we did see our skincare category grow, which was amazing. In the last 2 years, we also won 12 awards, which is so incredible. Such an honor every time we win an award. We recently won an Allure Best of Beauty Award for our new Double Date eyeshadow duo, which is super exciting. We launched 5 new products in the last 5 years. Even despite the pandemic, it was definitely very tricky to do product development and work through all of that while we were working remotely, but we were able to launch 5 new products, including our Sightseer Vitamin C Concentrate, which has become one of our best-selling skincare items. And that's been a big goal even before the pandemic, like I said, was to grow our skincare category and to have one of our skincare launches be in the top 10.
That's so exciting, and congrats to you guys. So it sounds like when just like pivoting the business, it was sort of like a natural sort of segue for you guys, and skincare was already something that you really wanted to sort of grow immensely.
Yeah, and it's interesting because last May we launched a face mask, an overnight face mask called Staycation, and this had been in the works pre-pandemic. So it was just, we got very lucky in that sense that we had this like mask that everybody could relate to using at that time. Beyond that, we didn't have to downsize our team, which I'm really proud of. We've actually grown our team. So the last 2 years, although very challenging, we've been able to continue to grow.
That's so exciting. And it sort of leads me into my next question around growing a great team. I know that you and Divya have really spoken on this on other podcasts, just like the importance of having that really great team and team culture sort of backing you. How has this kind of impacted over the last 18 months? And I guess, do you have any tips for other entrepreneurs during these sort of like unprecedented times we're in?
It's been super tricky. So like I was saying last year, I mean, our product development team, I'm very much involved in the concepting and the testing of all the products that we create. I personally test them and go through all these different tests that I do for our products. We were developing our Getaway eyeshadow palette at the time, which was extremely tricky. Everybody was working remotely. So I took kind of the lead on that project and approved all the shades. Normally, we would be doing things in a group. And I feel like that's like the best way to do product development because you can test on a range of skin tones and different people and skin types. And so really for us, we got through it. We did video and Slack as much as we could. I think seeing your teammates live makes a huge difference. And I'm sure so many other people are doing that. But really, after Labor Day this year, we've all of us are back in the office one day a week together. So every Tuesday, the entire team is back in the office. We're extremely safe, wearing masks, and so many of us are vaccinated. But we really felt like it was so important for us to get back to the office and be together at least one day a week.
That's great. And I can't imagine how difficult that would be to just be like wanting to test products and also like touch them and feel them and like be with each other and sort of like corral around them.
Super tricky.
Definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. So I know that you guys have done some really exciting launches here in the UK. I love seeing you guys on Cult Beauty and Net-a-Porter. What's that kind of been like expanding the business sort of across the pond? Has there been any kind of challenges that come to mind?
So I think, post-COVID, and we have an amazing sales team, and Divya handles more of the business side of everything. As creative director, I often don't get involved in that side, but I do know that our focus has really been on the U.S. right now as things are coming back from COVID. But we are also expanding selectively in certain international markets, and things are going really well in Sephora, Singapore, and also in the U.K., so we're really focused on the U.S. right now and growing that post-COVID.
So switching gears a little bit to chat on motherhood, we know that you have one on the way. How has it been juggling motherhood, pregnancy, and then like your thriving business? Like, how do you do it?
It's such a life-changing experience, as I'm sure you know. I know you know. But I think that as a mom, you are just forced to be so much more efficient with your time. My day is scheduled from 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. when I go to sleep. And so any time that I have for myself or for work, I have to be so much faster and much better at what I do. So in some ways, I think I've become a better worker just because of that, because my time is so limited. And, I'm proud of myself for that. And I really respect moms who work and moms who stay at home too, because that itself is so exhausting and draining, and it's just the most important job in the world. So I have so much respect for moms in general. It's the hardest job ever, but it has made me grow as a woman and as an entrepreneur, and I just feel like I'm much better and much faster and more efficient with my time.
Absolutely. I can totally relate to everything that you just said. And also, I feel like what I say all the time too to like friends and people that ask me what it's been like is we get really, really good about prioritizing our time and our task list. And right, just to your point about efficiency, I think we just become more efficient.
And it's okay to turn your phone off or your computer off and shut down. I think before, I never let it turn off. I never shut myself down. And so now I think I've created like even healthier, more healthy boundaries around my home and my work life.
Absolutely. I'm trying to do the same, like compartmentalizing, but it's easier said than done. I don't know. Do you have any sort of tips or things that you do day to day, whether it's like with your phone or like shutting off at a certain time or anything?
Well, the second that I'm back home around my son, so I'm in the office 2 days a week, and then I work from home once a week, and then I have a day where I'm home with him all day. And so I really try not to check my phone more than twice a day. I'll check in just to make sure that everything is fine with the team, that they don't need me urgently. But I try to put my phone away as much as possible because it's so important to have that one-on-one time with him when he's growing so fast and changing so much every week. So it's definitely hard to do, and I can't do it like all day, but I definitely try to set aside times, especially when he's napping. It's amazing when they get to like 15, 16 months and they start doing that one nap that's like between 2 and 3 hours.
Yes.
So you have a lot of time in that moment to really like catch up and, you know, catch up on emails.
Yeah, absolutely. Parker's now on the one nap a day, and
that's great.
He does 2 hours, and we want to keep it that way.
I love it.
Exactly. I guess, like, what advice do you have for entrepreneurial women who not only want to have a family, but like they also want to find a balance and sort of enjoy it too? I feel like just from talking to you, you seem to sort of have that down.
I feel like I'm lucky because I'm surrounded by a really amazing team. My husband is very hands-on. He has a very flexible schedule too, where he can be home with Carter at certain times. We have an incredible nanny who's with Carter when I'm at work. She's somebody I trust like implicitly, and I don't have to be constantly checking in or worrying about him. So I know I'm very lucky, but I definitely put a lot of thought into who I wanted to surround myself with. And I think it's all about a really positive team effort.
Absolutely. I feel like it really does take a village.
It does.
Okay, so Lindsay, we obviously have to get into your beauty routine.
Yes.
Can you talk us through like the full typical morning routine, makeup, skincare, kind of everything? And
sure.
how has this changed as a very busy mom with one on the way?
Yeah, so I don't have a lot of time. I'm always multitasking, trying to make sure Carter is not climbing on anything crazy while I'm doing my mascara. It's always a juggling act in the morning. So I keep it very low maintenance, but I always, you know, I always do my brows. I always have my mascara on. I really like, I just feel good. I feel confident when those things are done. But in the morning, I use micellar water, just quickly cleanse my skin. I always, always use our vitamin C concentrate called Sightseer just to brighten and help to even my skin tone. Like I said, I struggle with melasma even more now. And I do notice that since I've been using that it's definitely kept it under control. My skin looks smoother, like the texture looks even better. So I'm really excited about the vitamin C concentrate. And then I go into my moisturizer. So I do this really quick. It's just like a couple minute skincare routine in the morning because I literally have to be quickly getting ready with a toddler.
Yeah,
and then always a mineral sunscreen as well before I start my makeup. And then I get into my makeup routine, and Carter loves to play with my makeup. So that, you know, that part of the routine is pretty good because he can sit there playing with my makeup while I'm applying. So I always, always start with my brows. I think your brows are the most important feature on your face. They can really add so much youth. And like I said, I overplucked mine when I was in high school. Unfortunately, they never grew back. So I have a little brow routine. I use our Frame Your Face Micro Brow Pencil, which I helped to develop years ago. And it's still like a really amazing product that sells very well for us. So there's a micro tip and it mimics the shape of hair, which is so key when you're doing your brows because you want them to look natural. I could probably talk this entire conversation just about brows because I'm so obsessed with brows.
Same here.
We
love a good full natural brow. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And then I use a little bit of clear gel to keep them in place. I'm obsessed with our Baggage Claim eye mask. So as I'm doing my brows and my mascara, I wear our Baggage Claim, the gold under eye masks. For me, it's like if I haven't had enough sleep or I'm just feeling like my skin is a little bit dehydrated or dull, they instantly give you that like plumped effect on your cheekbones. Like, I don't know how else to describe it. it's amazing. It just really hydrates. For me, it eliminates the appearance of like those fine lines around your eyes, just makes everything look much more fresh and awake. I always wear our mascara, and we are launching a new mascara next week. So I'm super, super excited about it. This is a mascara that has a treatment ingredient called Wide Lash, which is clinically proven to grow your lashes, to make them stronger and more voluminous. So we're super excited about this mascara launch. Been wearing this every day. And beyond that, I quickly put on our On the Glow blush and illuminator to add a little pop of color to my cheeks, my lips. And then the highlighter is just this amazing, gorgeous glow that you can put on your cheekbones, your brow bones, your collarbones, anywhere you want to add a little extra glow. It's amazing.
Okay, and a couple of things we need to talk about. First of all, the Instagram reel with your son where you're wearing the gold patch. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. And just real because it's like you're like doing your makeup and you're putting your patches on and he's like running wild, which is just a scene from my living room.
It's totally, this is real life. His favorite thing is just ripping them off. So
I love that. It's fun. So you full throttle, you are like, you are doing your routine and you are going to just, you have him kind of playing and you power through. I give you so much credit.
It's a race against the clock because he usually only is interested in what I'm doing for a few minutes and then he wants to go outside and play. So yeah, I do my whole skincare and makeup routine. I could do it in less than 10 minutes.
I love that. I mean, we have to be efficient. And very exciting about the mascara launch because I'm obsessed with your mascara. Is it Fall Slash? Is that the one in like the red tube?
So the one in the red tube is Unlashed.
Okay, Unlashed
Volume and Curl Mascara.
That's the one I'm hooked on.
I love Unlashed so much. The point of difference in this new mascara, it's called Upgraded Lashes. It's a treatment mascara. So you're getting the treatment aspect so you can experience the same incredible wear as Unlashed. For me, I get the same incredible experience, but you're also getting that treatment aspect. So if you're somebody that wants to grow your lashes or just strengthen them, my lashes are really, because I curl them, like I shouldn't do that, but I do curl my lashes. And so I feel like they get kind of weak at the root. And so this has really helped to strengthen my lashes.
Okay, cool. And then I guess when it comes to your beauty routine, are you most into your skin or your makeup or your hair? Is there something that you like are kind of more focused on?
Well, I'm most into makeup. That's been really my true love since my modeling days is makeup and how you can transform your face and accentuate your features. Hide flaws. There's just so many things you can do with makeup. It's really fun.
Okay.
I was also a dancer. That's where that comes from because growing up, I was a dancer. And so we'd do all this like crazy stage makeup and full lashes and like jewels glued on the skin and all these things. So it was fun.
I love that. So, okay, for moms on the go, what are the Wander Beauty must-haves? Are they the under eye patches? Are they
100%.
The glow oil? Okay.
100% the under eye, the Baggage Claim gold eye masks. They're a must just to really freshen up, wake up your whole look. And they're easy to wear. They don't slide down your face like other eye masks do. They will stay put unless your toddler rips them off of you.
Okay, amazing.
Beyond that, a go-to for me is Dualist. So Dualist is our concealer. There's two formulas. There's a full coverage stick concealer that's great for blemishes and any other like redness, hyperpigmentation. Then on the other side, there's an illuminating liquid. So that's really great for brightening. You can apply that to the center of your face to really brighten and add luminosity to your skin, which I love. And then On the Glow. So I would say On the Glow is a must-have for every mom on the go. You can pop it in your bag, throw on a little lip and cheek color and some highlighter at the same time to give you this really, really gorgeous, healthy glow.
Amazing. And so when we're looking tired, you just put a little glow on.
Little products, little tricks here and there, and you will look back to yourself in seconds.
I love it. That's amazing. Thank you so much for the breakdown. This was such a fun convo. I guess, okay, last couple questions for you. What do you want to leave our audience with? Is there like a single tip or a piece of advice you want to leave our listeners with?
So I'm a big believer in you can do whatever you put your mind to, but I think it's more than just like thinking about it. I really believe in meditation and manifestation. So maybe try it out. Try meditating for a few minutes, meditating on what you want in your future. If there's a big goal, just constantly envision it. Imagine yourself doing it. I actually did this with my son to get pregnant and it worked.
Wow.
So okay. I really believe in manifesting and just really believing in yourself and the power of your thoughts and the power of positive thinking.
I love that. I feel like that's such an amazing place to end. What is next for you though? Is there anything exciting coming up for you or Wander Beauty outside of the amazing beauty launches? But please reshare anything with the audience.
So I'm really excited. We have two big retailers that we're launching with this year. I won't say anything yet, but you will see it soon. And also for me, really, I'm just preparing for baby number two and for my maternity leave, making sure that my team is in a really good place for when I'm away for a couple months. But yeah, I'm super, super excited about all these great positive things coming.
Amazing. And congrats on baby number two. We hope
Thank
you have
you so much.
A relaxing maternity leave.
Thank you.
And where can everybody follow you and find you and keep up with you?
So you can follow me at Lynn's Allingson on Instagram. You could also follow Wander at Wander_beauty.
Perfect. And guys, Wander has been kind enough to give us a code to use on wanderbeauty.com. So just use BIGMOVE20 and that's valid for 20% off of their beauty range. Lindsay, thank you so much again for being with us today. It was so nice to chat with you and catch up.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share it with a friend. Tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. We always love to hear your feedback, and we will catch you on the next episode.